Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can also check me out on the latest episode of Game Brain. If you are a board game person, I highly recommend it. Otherwise, hang out here. We're talking Below Deck Sailing Yacht, and joining me as usual is the one and only Ronnie Karam. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi, Ben.
How you doing today?
Oh, good. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Okay.
It's a beautiful day for a neighbor. Won't you be mine, Ben? Won't you be mine, Ben?
I would actually prefer you to be my neighbor, because I would like to stay here in Los Angeles, as much as your neck of the woods is adorable.
Oh, Ben. Well, everybody, welcome to the show. Today is Below Deck Sailing Yacht. We have always switch up in the schedule because there's so many Bravo shows. So first for the week was Top Chef. Then we did a Shaw's. Now we're doing this. And then we're going to do both Housewives, the New York and also the Beverly Hills. Then this, that'll be our five regular episodes. Then our bonus is going to be Top Chef this week, this coming Thursday's episode. And Family Karma will take over Monday's slot next week. So that's where all your shows are. If you're wondering, yeah, like, when is my show coming out?
Yeah.
That's when.
And if you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify, wherever you do, it just makes it easier because the shows will just arrive. They'll just arrive in your little podcast inbox there. But yeah, we're just sort of changing things around just to make our personal lives easier in terms of our recording schedules and everything. So things are just in different times and places, but it's all getting covered. So today we're talking Below Deck Sailing Yacht, the penultimate episode of the season. Will any other docks be destroyed today? And why does it have to be Lisa Vanderpump's dock? Oh, how could you do this to me, Captain Glenn?
So today is episode 215, Sexual Healing. Ooh.
Yeah, fuck coronavirus, because thanks to coronavirus, we had to spend an annoyingly large chunk of time watching JL and Danny have a romantic date because they didn't have a charter to work on. And actually, as Below Deck romances go, JL and Danny are actually not so bad. They're surprisingly tolerable, but still, one of my least favorite tropes on Below Deck are date sequences. Like, they're just so useless. Like, we know these relationships never work out. So we see them go, you know, either on a date to land or they go on a little tender ride or something, and it's supposed to be romantic.
Listen,
but
no, I don't want to see my maids fucking, okay? I do not want to see my maids fucking. You got time to flop, you got time to mop. Okay. Mm-hmm. And get a cleaning tool in your hand and get to cleaning. Okay. You fuck on your own time.
Yeah, that's a better way of saying it. It's a better way of saying it. I don't think I care about romance in general on Bravo. I don't think I've ever seen anything romantic, be it on Vanderpump Rules, on Real Housewives, or literally anywhere that has appealed to me whatsoever.
Well, here it is. We've always got him once a season, the Nico and that girl that he totally wasn't into or whatever. Yeah. Or she didn't seem to be into him. Like, there's always like some weird, awkward couple. Remember when Hannah Ferry had to do it with Ben? Oh my God. Or when Kate had to do it with Ben. They both had to do. Kate put on her like dress shawl or her dress pashmina to do her scene with Ben. I was like, oh God.
What about EJ with Baker? What about EJ with Baker? That one was like, why are they making us do this? These two oddballs going on a date on Below Deck. That was that was cruel. So I think his name was EJ. So the episode opens up with that we're still at this dinner where Gary is drunk and he's been flirting with Sydney to get back at
Ella
for, you know, for her basically dumping him temporarily, like a week-long dump, right? And so so now he is trying, now he wants to fuck Sydney, and Colin's like, you can't do that. You don't fuck her, bro. You're thinking with your small head, not your big head.
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to fuck Sydney. That's it. And Colin's like, idiot. Can't wait for this to pop off. So then we get JL and Danny with their romantic storyline. He's like, you know what? Like, if you do want to, like, take this somewhere, like, I'm open to that. Like, we'll just take it day by day. And she's like, oh, you know what? Speaking of one day at a time, I think they're having shots over there. Let's go do that.
This is it. One day at a time. So, yeah, they go. And Gary is now back to flirting with Sydney. He's like, yeah, I'm a Christian. Am I better when I'm drunk or am I better when I'm sober?
She's like drunk because he's only nice to her when he's drunk, really.
Exactly.
And
right.
So she's like, guys, it's not like I'm flirting. You're flirting. Okay. Okay. Maybe I am flirting. Stop.
They're all, by the way,
this is hard to watch. This
Gary,
is hard to
Sydney
watch.
And Allie, they're all so wrong. I've decided I'm not going to be like who's right, who's wrong. They're all wrong on all fronts. I've decided. So now they pile into their vans going home, and Sydney's next to Gary in the back, and she's trying to do her weird version of flirting, which is her saying, "You have so many wrinkles. I'm going to touch your wrinkles. I'm going to touch." She's like, At this point, he's clearly regretting his decision to flirt with her again, because now he starts saying things like, "I'm just gonna zone out in the back. I'm just gonna zone out. I'm gonna zone out right now." And then he does that. He does another one of these interviews. I don't know how many times he's done this all season. He goes, "Oh God, what have I gotten myself into?" I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of that. I'm sick of that. Okay, you're a grown man. I'm sick of this. Like, oh, I'm this innocent fawn who accidentally walked too far into the woods, and now I'm in danger. No, you knew what you were doing. I'm not here for this. Like, boys will be boys. Adjacent comment of what have I gotten myself into? I'll tell you what you got yourself into. You got yourself into Sydney on the first night, and now this is the consequence. So stop asking for like chuckles of sympathy from us, because we're done.
Yeah, so Colin's making fun of how horny he is, and so Gary jumps away from Sydney, literally onto the next seat in front of him,
yes.
And just starts humping all their laps and stuff. And then in the other van, Jean-Luc is making out with Danny while Natasha's just trying to sleep in the front seat. And the other van's chanting how Daisy needs to get laid. Daisy needs to get laid.
Daisy needs to get laid. So then they're walking back to the boat now, and Gary is back to flirting with Allie because he's realized the error. This time he realized the error of his ways before he slept with the errors of his ways. So he's back with Allie now, and Jean-Luc wants to go to sleep. And so he walks into his room and bangs his head onto the camera, and Glenn's like, holy moly. So more shots. More shots.
Gary is trying to get back with Allie, but he's drunk, so he's not doing the... We're going to cuddle. You want to have a cuddle? Yeah. Now he's just like, are we making out tonight? All right. Hey, why are you saying no? It cuts me deep like that. Why would you say shit like that? It's fucked up, actually. Blah, 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 blah.
He's such a... He is really good at playing that card of, oh, it cuts me deep. Like she owes it to him to just be like, okay, I'll cuddle with you because I don't want you to be cut deep. Like, he keeps trying to lay this guilt trip on her, which is kind of gross when you really think about it, you know? So... now it's more shots, and so we have Allie and Daisy and Colin and Gary and Sydney doing shots and everything, and Danny is like on the phone with her friend doing FaceTime, and people are getting in the hot tub, and there's just like the usual pandemonium, like fun drunk antics, and Daisy's like in a bikini, and Gary goes, oh, Daisy, you got a good body, girl. Daisy, if I told you you had a good body, would you hold it against me?
She's like, no. And now he's like, I'm gonna go inside for a bit. And Sydney's like, oh my God, hot tub? I would get in, but I don't have a bra on. Let's go skinny dipping. You're on a boat. Your bedroom's like 2 feet away.
Yeah, like just put on the bathing suit.
She's like, whatever, you both see me naked. Who cares? So she takes off her top and gets in. And then Allie is... making downstairs. Fun of Colin while he's eating. Yeah, she's
potatoes.
Like, come on, it'll be much more fun if we go smoke cigarettes. It's more fun than this. Come on.
Now, by the way, this is like the first time all season that anyone has like said, oh, Colin, I want to go hang out with you specifically and smoke a cigarette. So I believe that Allie was doing this because she wanted to like hang out with Colin and potentially make Gary a little bit jealous. I just came up with this conspiracy theory right now, just because literally they've just never wanted to hang out. No one's ever specifically been like, oh, Colin, let the two of us hang out.
Oh, I thought she just didn't want to be there with Sydney and Gary when they were alone. Like, maybe thinking Daisy wasn't going to just sit there in the hot tub or something. But yeah, he's definitely being used as a prop.
In some form. Reason, because right? She just said she was going to go to sleep. And now all of a sudden she's like, let's go have a cigarette and do some shots.
Yeah. So Sydney is like all over Gary and like kind of going towards his junk. And he's like, do not touch me there.
Yeah. And Daisy gets out of the hot tub because she wants to get other people. And Sydney's like, oh, can you get me a top, right? So so then, Sydney and Gary are in there. And she's like, you know, you can talk to me. We're friends. I mean, apart from everything else. I mean, we're friends, yeah? I mean, I know it's hard to be friends with someone who once played Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors in the Key West production of Little Shop of Horrors. But I think we can make it work.
Yeah. Listen, suddenly Seymour's standing beside me. Got it. So look, I do me, you do you, and I do like you, Gary. I mean, I think you're a good person.
So Gary's like, well, I'm sitting in a hot tub with a pretty lady and I don't know how to deal with it. So,
well, I already told you how to deal with it. He's like, I'm not having sex with you.
Because she literally goes, you want to fuck? She goes, you want to fuck? He goes, do I want to fuck? We're not having sex, although I probably should. I should say no to... Well, no, I'm sorry. He goes, I'm not going to say no to having sex, but I probably should.
So now Daisy and Sydney come out, Allie come out, and Sydney's like, Daisy, did you bring me a top? And Allie sees her topless, and she's like, Colin, is she in the top, please? Oh, come on. Her titties are out. And Daisy runs up to them. She's like, listen, I told her to go topless. I swear to God, I told her to do it. So I don't want you to think that in any way this is Sydney's fault because I told her to.
Allah! I told her. Allah! I told her. So Allie's like, can we be in reality, please? I had sex, 2 weeks ago? I'm like, well, And then Daisy's like, well, that's why I feel bad about it, because I didn't think about Allah. I didn't think about it, Allah. So
Allah, I promise you, it wasn't weird when it happened. And so in the hot tub, Sydney's like, oh my God, is she like mad at me that I don't have my top on? Yeah, she thinks I got you into the hot tub and got you to take off your top. This is great. This is great.
I promise you, it wasn't weird when you saw the situation. 3 of us were in the hot tub, and I said I'm gonna get the other 2. Allah, you have to believe me, Allah.
It's like, it's not weird, Allah. And Colin goes, yeah, it is kind of weird. And Allah's like, thank you. You know what, that's it. I'm gonna talk to Gary. Gary, come in,
Meanwhile, she's still topless.
He's like, wait, I'm wondering, can I draw my leggies? Hold on. Blah, 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 blah. So now Allie and Gary are talking down there. Meanwhile,
poor Sydney is just sitting there. She's trying to have a sexy scene, and it's the most awkward thing ever. And now she's just sitting there with boob fuzz on her. Like when they're trying to cover out your boobs on the TV. Yeah. They're all drawn all over, and she just looks all like sad and dejected with boob fuzz.
It's like... This is like the fanfic Little Shop of Horrors, where what would happen if Seymour didn't kill the dentist? It's like, here it is, the dentist stepping out on Audrey with someone else. So Allie and Gary are talking, which is funny because Allie is the one who said we should just be friends. And now she's getting mad at him. Although, to be fair, she was like, let's be friends and then we can pick it up at the end of the season. So, yeah, like, it's like, why couldn't he not flirt for just 1 week? But at the same time, she also was like, I don't want to be with you for this week. So they're both sort of don't have any good ground to stand on in this argument.
They're all wrong, and they're fighting over a piece of shit fuck boy.
Yeah.
At this point, I have no pity for anybody. So she's like, all I've done is try to do the right thing, Gary, and then I get up there and you're in the hot tub and she doesn't have a top on. Get a fucking grip, Gary. You'll never learn. You had sex with her. You humiliated her. And he's like, bye. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And they're doing this, by the way, right in front. Danny's like FaceTiming with her friend. Just like doing it right on that FaceTime, like her friend just watching. But by the way, this is exactly what Allie's problem is, that she's like, I've tried to do the right thing. That's her whole thing all season long, is that she's doing these performative actions to show that she's doing the right thing, but it's really not authentic to what she wants. And so as a result, she's actually been very fake about this all, you know, like, oh, like when she was saying, I just want to be respectful. And then she winds up making out with Gary right in front of Sydney a few weeks ago, you know, like there's so much like fakery. And this also just goes to show that her talk about like trying to do the right thing is, I just feel like it's her trying to maintain an image, perhaps with us as an audience.
Yeah. And he's like, well, if she was topless, I can't do anything. She was on the opposite side of the hot tub. That's it. She's like, if you walk away right now, you're the biggest coward ever.
And he does. He's like, whatever. So he goes back to the hot tub and he's like, now she's mad at me, blaming me for you being topless. And Sydney's like, actually, it was Daisy's fault.
Yeah, so now Allie storms up to this hot tub and she goes, let me just say right now, because I fucking told you, Gary, I'm fucking pissed off right now, and I'm fucking angry at once, are you? And I fucking told you that I like you, and you're fucking sitting in your hot tub, fucking topless, and I told you that I like you, and then fucking for you to walk off of me, you deserve this one, I love it for you, I'm fucking angry, I love it. It's like, whoa, can someone just like... it's like, someone shake her, please.
So funny. Daisy keeps walking in front of her, but she keeps pushing her out of the way. She's like, fuck you, Gary, you're an idiot, and fuck you too, Sydney. All I've done is think of you. Which is hilarious that she's yelling at Sydney about this now. No one ever yelled at you when you were doing this. It's so so good.
I don't even know where I stand with Sydney, because on the one hand, I feel like Sydney is totally, you know, deserving of some like a petty moment like this, you know, like she, like, you know, she fell for this guy, and then like you know, and then Allie did this whole thing of like, no, we come first, but it was totally insincere, because then she went after Gary, and then they made out in front of Sydney, and it was like actually very crushing for her. So I think she's like entitled to this moment. But then the flip side is that Sydney also, like, she fell for Gary, but she was also like, it was also very, very clear that it was never gonna go anywhere. So like, it was, she fell for him, but she was also kind of psychotic too. So I just don't know where I stand, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, this show really is a journey. This season has been a journey. Because at first I was like, well, you don't get to just claim the hottest guy. Like, that's not how it works, where you're just like, oh, we both think he's cute. He's mine now. And now he's mine because I made out with him, and it's going to hurt my feelings if you do anything. Like, you don't get to claim somebody. But then he was an asshole. Oh, God, I don't know. It's never ending. It's never fucking ending. You're all wrong, okay? You're fighting over the wrong bone, basically.
You are.
So she's like, fuck you too, Sydney. And so Sydney's like, well, you know what? Emotions aren't really logical. So, like, I get it, but she could have had sympathy for what I went through, but I don't feel like she did. So fuck her.
Yeah.
And Allie's still yelling. She's like, you feel the situation. Now I feel like an idiot. You are an idiot, ma'am. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying it. You don't have to just feel like one. You can embrace the fact that you are one. So and so Sydney is like, girl, I'm just fucking. And she's like, oh, girl, I'm just fucking. For once, just talk to me on a one-on-one level. How about that? For once. So,
like you do when you're always screaming at her in front of everybody.
Like, literally, like Allie, you've really done a number that you've made us sympathize with Sydney here. I mean, Sydney was really acting psycho for the first half of the season, and now we're actually on her side a little bit. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah. So Daisy's like, this is my fault. And I was like, I don't care if you told her she didn't have to wear a top. It's her responsibility to wear a top. And that's just how it is. Well, I need somebody to tell me to put on a top every time I leave the house. Now I know it's the world. You put on a top.
Yeah. And she's like, she's thinking that, like, Allie thinks that Gary should have learned his lesson by now. Actually, I think Allie should have learned her lesson by now, which is don't go after fuckboys, because this is where you wind up. She keeps saying these things like, oh, well, Gary fueled this situation. I feel like the biggest idiot. Well, he did. But you should feel like an idiot because, like, you should have, like, you went after him in the first place. After you said many times you weren't going to.
Yeah, it just keeps happening. So now he gets her aside again. He's like, listen, I tried to give you space, and then you're mad because I'm not having you, but you're the one who's not having me, and I'm very confused. And then he tells us, because here we are again,
the person that's most at fault is going to be the biggest victim every time. So he's like, I'm not just going to sit here and let someone degrade me. It hurts. It really, really hurts.
She really isn't degrading him. But I mean, she is being, although she is being ridiculous, but like degrading.
Nah, he was purposely like all over Sydney to piss her off. For him to act like, what? How's it my fault? It was the whole night. It wasn't just that she doesn't have her top on. My God.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So yeah. Then the next morning, Glenn's on the phone with Jack, the teak contract. Jack.
Norma. Whoa. The man how Norma.
How much time do you need, man Norma? How much time do you need to fix this boat?
Oh, you know, about 7 weeks, you know, for the teak. You know, if you come visit me in Parma, we can just dock it for 7 weeks and, you know, I'll fix the teak and the transom and you can, you know, just walk around and have fun.
Mm-hmm. So then Gary and Colin are talking and Gary's like, were you even awake for the screaming? You should have heard her screaming, fuck you. And I'm next to Sydney. She doesn't have a top on. And you know what? I've never felt like this in my whole life. Like, I just want to vomit because I've treated someone like this. Oh, God, I need to stop drinking.
Yeah. And then Allie's saying, she's like, I don't want to see Gary today. And then Sydney's telling Gary that he instigates situations and, and she says that, like, was he all over me because he's pissed at Allie or was he just being handsy? It makes you question your sanity after a while. And I think that's actually a very fair point. Not that anyone needs me to say if it's a fair point or not, but I think it is fair because she clearly has feelings for the guy and he is flirting with her just to play some cruel intentions game with Allie. And like, that's totally doing a number on Sydney. Cause she clearly is not capable of parsing, you know, any of this.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, you know, it's just, you make me question my sanity. And he's like, I just feel so terrible. I feel so terrible. Oh,
why do these things always have to happen to me? Oh, I got into it again. Yeah. Just me, passive Gary.
Yeah. So then Daisy is talking to Allie. She's like, Daisy, who last night was like, this isn't her fault at all. I told her, Ollie. I told her not to wear a top. I told her not to wear a top, Ollie.
Now today she goes, don't think for a second. Don't think for a second that she's totally innocent in this.
Like, yeah. Oh,
Daisy. Everybody's got a totally different mindset in the morning.
I love Daisy. I feel like Daisy is a really good addition to the Below Deck Chief Stew universe. Because
I do too. I think she'll be like the regular now.
I think so. She should be because she's kind of different, right? Because you have Kate who is kind of just like perfectly above the fray and will just destroy you with passive aggression. And then you have Hannah who unfortunately is not in the universe anymore, but Hannah was kind of like this like raging, just always had sort of a messy raging head stew who just hated all the guests and barely tolerated people who were incompetent. And then you have Daisy who is just kind of like this hilarious busybody who just an instigator busybody, but also seems to be on top of her shit. So I think that she's a really good new addition to the franchise.
Yeah. And Allie takes a stress poo because she's stressing out. Yeah. So that's how that Daisy scene ends. Yeah. So then cleaning, bed making, hosing, Glenn polishes his head, which I don't know why I wrote that. Scene. Glenn was polishing his hair down on his head.
Yeah. And then we have a really important scene with Natasha in the kitchen with JL. And she's like, so how do you like your cookies? Crunchy or chewy? He goes, chewy.
Me too.
It's like, great.
She's like, I hate crunchy.
looking forward to your guest judge appearance on next season's Top Chef for both of you.
So then Danny is asking Allie, or Allie's asking Danny how it's going with JL. And she's like, well, he said he has feeling and he said he hasn't felt anything like this. And, you know, he hasn't felt anything like this since he dated several donuts. So that was, you know, poor guy.
Oh, but the timing is bad. Not cool. So then...
Yeah, the timing is bad of his birth, basically. Very bad timing on being born like that.
So then meanwhile, Daisy's in the laundry room. So if there's anyone who likes to gossip more than Daisy, it's Colin. So he drops by and he's like, hey, anything juicy happened last night? As juicy as that time when, oh, I'd say it's about 2 years ago when I was down in Panama with my girlfriend and we were on a little adventure and this little
oh, yeah, sky. So anyway, you know. JC's like, I have no fucking words. I have no fucking words. It's so fucking twisted. I just want it all to stop. Were you saying something?
That's... The most dramatic response to the stupidity of last night. I have no fucking words. No words at all. Like, did you see the Lusitania go down? What are you talking about? You have no words.
So Gary goes in, and it looks like he barges in while Allie's sitting on the pot. I thought it was so soon after stress poo. I thought, yeah. Allie was like pooing, and he's like, we're going to have a relationship talk. Oh. But she was just squatting down in the shower.
Wait, we should also mention, because it seems like this will be a plot point for next week. For anyone who's just watching Below Deck Sailing Yacht through our recaps, that Colin tells Daisy that Gary was planning to fuck Sydney just to get Allie's attention. It feels like that's going to come back.
Yeah, that's why she has no words. Yeah, that's why she has no words.
No words at all.
So Gary goes in to talk to Allie. He's like, hey, I just want to apologize from the bottom of my heart. And she's like cleaning a shower and sweating. It's like, could we do this at a better time? You know,
she's doing.
He's like, I'm so ashamed. So ashamed.
I feel like a proper dick. And she's doing classic Emma Thompson in a Merchant Ivory picture where she's just sort of like looking away, like so many words go unspoken. So she's just looking. She's like, I just think it's strange that when I've given you multiple conversations to have good conversation, multiple opportunities to have good conversations and like have the air cleared, but every time you've gotten pissed off and stormed off. This is Allie's new thing, is
why can't you have a normal conversation? Why can't we talk at 101? Why can't we have a normal conversation?
Because normally you're bringing up stupid shit. Sorry.
Well, you're screaming and yelling usually. But when also the multiple chances for conversations, he has had them with you. Your last normal conversation was you saying, listen, I don't want to be together because it's going to hurt Sydney's feelings. So it's like he's having the conversations. He just like runs off and then tries to fuck other people because he can't get it from you. I don't know what you're so shocked at. In other words.
I know.
So
why
like,
you're chasing after it. Like, why are you bothering being hurt? You know?
So he's like, you're right. I'll keep my distance as long as we keep professional and remain friends. Would you like to cuddle?
I mean, they're literally acting like it's, you know, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey and Dirty Dancing. You know, like it's like cue the She's Like the Wind music playing, you know, while he goes off on a motorcycle to the other end of the boat. It's just so dramatic over just some stupid fuckboyery. So then now it's time for a preference sheet meeting. So the alleged next charter guests are Amanda Potter and Michelle Bard, who are two boss babes from San Francisco who work in tech. I believe that would qualify as chuggy if we go back to our chuggy conversation. Apparently the doesn't matter. So here's what they want. They want an obstacle course with water toys. They want a beach picnic. They want a club night. They want a bougie brunch. They want, I think that's pretty much everything that they want, actually.
Yeah, and the captain's like, well, I don't know what a bougie lunch is, but they want one of those, so they're going to get one.
Yeah, it's funny that he doesn't know how to say bougie when it's like a French word and he's French Canadian. And he's like, what is that? Bougie? 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 Bougie?
I don't know what that is.
So then Glenn is talking to Gary. He pulls him aside and Gary's like, am I in trouble?
No, you're not in trouble at all, buddy. You want to cuddle? No, Gary. God. All right, Gary, listen. I got to bring the boat to Parma. And I want to know if you want to stay on. Like, I like the way you run the deck. I'm looking for someone long-term, Gary.
And this is like the only long-term relationship that Gary's okay with. He's like, love to. I'm in.
You know, Gary, when I think about Parma, I think about ham. Parma ham, and then when I think about ham, I think about you. I thought, why not you come along to Parma? So, you want to come along? I don't know why we're getting these scenes of Glenn asking Gary to come to Parma and later on Natasha, as if we're going to get some sort of spinoff of like, Gary and Natasha go to Parma. I'm like, okay,
that's
fine.
Our new thing now. It started with Below Deck Med last year. When,
oh, the crossing.
Remember when it's like, hey, you want to do the crossing? He's like, I'm going to do the crossing, but I don't know that I'm going to tell her I'm going to do the crossing.
I don't know if I'm ready to do the crossing.
Bali or the crossing.
Bali or the crossing.
Bali or crossing. Crossing Jordan.
Crossing Bali.
So, he's like, everyone's looking for a Gary.
Then we have apparently that's actually true. Yeah. Unfortunately.
So then we get a scene of Natasha calling for grape leaves, dill, and macaroons, which I was, of course, like, do you mean macaroons or macaron? Because
me too.
You're going to get macaron, and you're still calling them macaroons, and then that makes me question everything about your ability.
There is okay? a difference. Very there important. Is a difference. Well, and you know those grape leaves and dill, I got a sense that she was gearing up to make another one of her classic Mediterranean breakfasts, which of course means, oh, there are 20 pizzas in this basket like you said there were.
Mm-hmm. So then Danny and Allie are talking about Gary, and Allie's like,
well, he did apologize, and now I just don't know how to act, because how do you start a friendship from scratch when you're about to leave anywhere?
See, Sydney actually did Gary a favor, by the way, by getting topless, because Allie's whole thing is she wants to do what appears to be the right thing. And so by Sydney being topless, it now gives Allie, in her mind, the right to go back to Gary, because now she can say, well, Sydney didn't care about my feelings, so I don't have to care about Sydney's feelings anymore. So she was doing the whole thing like she was pretending like she cared about Sydney's feelings. And now, so now she's starting the process of like rationalizing the fact that she wants to go now bang Gary, or maybe not.
Oh, Lord.
But, you know, get with Gary.
Get with Gary. So it's provision times, and Colin is like, you know, I'd like to call a group meeting because I think it's very important to all finish the season on high. So heads of state, here we all are. I just wanted to tell you the last time I had a meeting like this was with the absolute love of my life. Never.
You know, I think this is a good idea that we're doing this. I love that we're here. We got Gary. We got me. We got Natasha. Just the three of us. It's a lovely time. Thank you, Colin, for coming.
Is there anything you want from me, Colin? He's like, here's what I want to know. Natasha, if I'm not your sous chef or drunk your dishes, are you going to be able to handle this? And she's like, what? Yes, come on. I'm not going to be doing 10-course meals. Daisy and I are in a better place after communicating so well, aren't we, Daisy? Daisy's just like, oh, hope she doesn't see all those parts of me saying, this bitch can't handle it. The bitch can't handle it. From 5 minutes ago.
I would say that we're 95% better, 5% missing pitas.
Doesn't even make sense. I apologize, everyone.
Well, I'm kicking myself in the foot for not starting one of these earlier.
They're acting as if it was like the most difficult thing to ever do, is to say, can we all sit down for about 5 minutes? Thanks.
So Danny is down dancing while she's doing dishes, and she's like, I can't wait to leave this charter. I cannot wait to leave the boat. And Glenn's behind her, and he just goes, aww. And she's like, I love you, but not on sailing boats.
No, I like boats that don't crash into docks. He's like, aww. So then
I like boats where only adults are allowed to work there, and not anyone under 30.
So now they're like, okay, now it's time to line up. So they all line up with their champagne. And Glenn goes, okay, guys, this one's going to be the best one yet. Probably no crashing. Okay, everyone line up. So they line up and they're standing there. And now it's like, where are the guests? It's like 5 minutes late, then 10 minutes, then 15 minutes late. And I think it was Allie who was standing there with a tray of champagne flutes, where I was thinking, that's actually very difficult to hold a tray of champagne flutes for 15 minutes. I don't know how she did it, but still not a guest in sight, even after 25 minutes.
But guess what? Norma calls. Hi, this is Captain Glenn. Norma, what do you got to tell me? And Norma's like, listen here, there's bad news, there's good news. Mostly bad, maybe some good. Let's start with the bad that's worse than the good, which is not great, but it's also good.
Let's see. I want to put a positive spin on the bad news, an actual literal positive spin. All the guests are positive for COVID, okay? But it's positive news, but unfortunately, it's also bad news. So, yeah. But we're going to look for a backup group. So that's exciting.
Get ready for the Queen of Versailles. Okay, we got the Queen of Versailles is actually in our garage right now. We're just waiting to see if she wants another chance.
Well,
right.
we've been standing outside the McDonald's in downtown Split with some brochures asking if anyone wants to go on a yacht for a day. So, you know, get excited.
How soon? Like tomorrow. So he's like, all right, well, back to work, you know, cleaning all those toilets that I guess were already kind of clean. Right, guys? Those were all clean already. Right, guys?
Has anyone seen my watermelon? Apparently, there's like a very mushy watermelon down in the bilge. which was disgusting, if you ask me. Luckily, we didn't really have to look at it, but it was like moldy and exploded on them.
Oh, is that the thing that Allie's like, oh my God, I'm going to die?
Yes, yes. It was because apparently it was like mushy, and then they had to slide it into a bag, and it got onto Allie. And it was like, I actually think it was genuinely horrifying because I think we've all pulled out a mushy vegetable or fruit from our fridge. And it's just like the worst experience every single time.
Well, I feel like watermelon's always promising you that it's going to last forever. Like, it just has that look about it, but it's not. It's tricky. It's a tricky fruit.
tricky watermelon.
The same, what we were originally going to call this podcast, Tricky Fruits. So Glenn is asking Natasha, now his big proposal to Natasha. He's like, Natasha, do you have a minute? I would like to ask you. If you would like,
I know I have the best body here, so yes, I will.
Come to Parma with me.
Oh, would you like to have some crispy chocolate chip cookies?
Absolutely not, Glenn. Absolutely not. Chewy.
So she's going to make the crossing as well. Yeah. And then JL asks Glenn if he can take Danny out on a tender ride for a little date. And then he goes to ask Daisy if he can make like a romantic night for Danny.
It's like a 10-minute montage. Hey, I'm thinking about taking out the tender. Do you mind if I do that, Daisy?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I'm thinking about taking out the tender. Is that okay, Natasha?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I'm thinking about taking out the tender. Is that okay, Queen of Versailles? Sure, thanks for FaceTiming me.
Butterflies.
It was like,
I don't
want
to watch
everyone.
This. If you got time to bleep, you got time to sweep. Clean.
Time to bleep, you got time to sweep. So he tells Danny. So Danny changes. It was around this time I started to fall asleep. I'm not going to lie. I did start to fall asleep during this time, and I feel okay about it. And I had to kind of like walk around to wake myself back up again. So everything gets a little hazy in here, but it feels okay.
So now they go on their date, and they're having this romantic tender ride and relationship talk, which is always so awkward because Danny just keeps talking about herself like she's 97 years old. It's like, I only have 2 weeks left on this world, so please, please find someone else. Please, I hope that you are happy in the future.
Settle down, Gina Rowlands.
So it's all romantic, and she's like, I hope that you do find your first love. And he's like, geez. Yes, with a girl your own age. He's like, but I want to be with you.
Yeah, it was like very fatalist, I feel like. I don't know if that's the right word, but she's like, no, now I have to leave you. But also, while they're, puttering away on the tender, Allie's looking at them and goes,
you know, if Sydney was never in the picture, Gary and I would probably be the ones going off on the tender in the sunset and... You know, we had something special and it doesn't go away overnight. You had nothing special. You have a vagina and he's horny.
That's the extent of it. Stop trying to act like you had this great romance that was robbed from you. And if you really liked him, you would just be like, I'm sorry, Sydney. I'm breaking girl code. I have to because I really like him and I'm going forward.
I actually wish they had been the couple on the tender just so we could see Sydney swimming behind them like,
just doing laps, don't mind me. Just doing some laps here.
Martina. Who's Martina? Why did I write down Martina? This is where
I don't know, but
like
Gary and Allie have their moment where they sit in their spot, and Gary's like, this is where I wanted to set up our romantic evening. Blah, 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 blah. So why are you down on me, girl? Why are you so down on me? And she's like, you know what I've been thinking? The world is so full of the yeast. We don't need to add to it, Gary. You know, in any relationship, there's going to be problems.
He's like, you're saying we have a relationship. You said relationship.
Oh, there are avoidable problems, and this is one of them. And if you asked me this morning if we'd be in this situation right now, I'd have been like, get the fuck out. But now it feels like a fresh start.
Yeah, and she's like, you know, I just need from Gary to feel, I need to feel like we're in it together. And now I do. And I see him in a different light.
Based off of literally nothing. Just based off of the fact that she realizes she only has a few days left. So she's like, why am I doing this? So they start to kiss and she goes,
ah, tastes like bitters. Kind of good.
I'm like, it's like, thank you.
Yeah, welcome to the rest of your life. You're making out with bar rot.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. By the way, Martina, it's appropriate that we both forgot who Martina is, because that's Colin's girlfriend. And he was talking to her on... This is their conversation.
Oh.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Very good.
By the way, the ladies that came to see Marty the dog before we took him to the hospital, they found a dog. They'd be happy to give it to us. He's like, maybe. And that's all they give us. That's all they give us of Colin.
Even the producers are like, let's move on to someone else.
So then Jean-Luc, back with Jean-Luc and Danny, he's like, I just want to thank you, Danny. You have been there for me every step of the way. Through what? Like, yeah. your traumatic rope tying lesson? Like, what are we talking about here?
Was this in you training to become a boxer and $1 Million Baby? What are you talking about? I've been there for you every step of the way. Like, oh, is it the journey from moving from a smaller bed to a larger bed? I just don't understand.
Yeah, that was hard. And she's like, you know, you make me feel like the most amazing person in the world, but I just don't see how this can work, you know? And that's what you get when you get with a 30-plus woman. There's no time to waste. My brain is eat up my arm. It fell off. Right. I'll just carry my arm here for the rest of this date. I don't want to be a downer.
Well, it's official. I've been accepted into Shady Pines. What can I say? Our time is over.
My goodness. So she's like, I just don't see how it can work. And he's like, but if we make each other happy, then that's enough, isn't it? She's like, but I want the best for you. But why can't it be you?
I want to have babies. I want to get married. And you want to do that? So then let's have sex tonight. And if I get pregnant, that's God's will. Ha, 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 ha. I laugh because that would never happen. Ha, 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 ha.
And he goes, oh, my God.
I'm joking. Don't worry. Such things will never happen with us.
She says, and it also scares me that you've never had a relationship before. And he's like, yeah, I mean, I get it. But like, you know, like people handle it. Okay, like, let's have sex tonight, all right? Let's just do it. She's like, oh, you need a relationship. And he's like, sometimes people need a leap of faith, okay?
Yeah, he's just probably excited because it's like the first girl who hasn't been fully grossed out by his tattoos. So Colin, yeah, they're back on the boat now at this like setup that Sydney and Allie made together, this like romantic setup, and everyone's just watching them. Because I guess it's just, this is what happens when there's a global lockdown. You can't go out and do things. So you have to just sit and watch JL and Danny make out. Because they make out. And they really, really make out. And then there's like just some funny stuff that, you know, Colin tries to use the guest head. And Daisy's like, don't even think about it. Whoever you are, get off this boat, stranger. He's like, oh, I actually work on here.
Sure you do.
Yeah. And then Danny and JL go to fuck in the guest cabin, or her cabin, I guess. So we just like listen to fucking sounds for a while. And Glenn's like, well, I think I'm going to bed. So he does. And Jean-Luc is like, this bed is too small for me, babe. She's like, okay, I will come to bed with you. And she actually walks into Captain Glenn's room and is like,
ah, good night.
And he's like, wow, Glenn, that girl's really a firecracker.
She's very bougie. Bougie. So she also says, I love you to him. And he says, I love you too, while they're having sex. So it's the morning. And Danny is thanking Sydney for setting up the date for them and everything. And she says that, oh my God, I said, I love you. Can you imagine someone as old as me saying that they love you to someone as young and little as JL? I can't believe it. And then there's
to a child. Yacht. The police are going to come arrest me.
I feel like Mary-Kate Letourneau. So, R.I.P. So, lady, this giant yacht moors next door called the Lady Michelle, named, of course, after the third member of Destiny's Child. And, it parks next door. And then Connor, also known as Norma, almost three of the five letters of Norma, calls up, and he's got charter news for Captain Glenn.
Yeah. And he's like, all right, guys, I got news. Charter starts in an hour. Charter management for motor yacht Lady Michelle has graciously paid for a 24-hour charter for their crew. And everyone's like, no!
No! This is the lowest point of my career.
I'm like, you guys need to relax because it was only 3 weeks ago that you guys were on a yacht for your day off. So, like, relax.
Yeah. And they're all upset because they're going to make their life a living hell because they're all yachties. And Glenn's like, come on, guys. Yachties are people. Yachties are people.
Who they are doesn't matter to us. Our job is to give them the best service, okay? So everyone get that donkey dip rising up because we're going to sail them, all right? So now that they're cleaning and cleaning again, and they're all just, they're so mad. And Sydney goes, I'm definitely not writing a song for these people. Thank you. I'm glad.
And Daisy says, they better be hot.
Which I think is fair. So everyone's preparing, and Natasha's like, I'm just going to make a 3-course meal. And Danny is saying how basically people on motor yachts look down on sailing yacht people because they think of the guys on sailing yachts as just having long hair and tattoos and be like, yeah, man, what's up? And then she's like, but then again, based on this crew, they actually might be right.
And then it cuts to Gary like and farting.
Yeah. He just lets out a fart. And then they line up and it's like, here they come, other yachties from the boat next door. What will happen?
Dun, dun, dun. And that's Below Deck Sailing.
The season finale is next week, and we will have that next week. But tomorrow we have Real Housewives of New York, which I'm sure will be full of totally chill moments. Looking for
nice relaxed episode for you guys.
Yeah, I'm sure no one's hair will be sticking up on the back of their neck. So until then, you guys, stay safe and sound, and we'll talk to you on the next episode. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
In the Hizzy with Jay Hizzy.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
We're a fan of Michael Lamb.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking violet.